Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Darren Grubb with me as we talk about Medicare Advantage. And Darren, it's interesting. First off, thanks for joining the show. We appreciate it. This is
Ben, thanks for having me.
This is something that hits a little close to home, especially in this area. This is a young area in the Auburn Opelika area because you've got the college and you've got two big 7A or three 7A high schools within probably 20 miles of each other. But it's also an older because this is one of the number one retirement communities. So you get everything from kids helping raise parents to parents helping raise grandparents to grandparents helping raise kids. And it hits just about every demographic you could ever imagine in this area. And one thing we're here to talk about is Medicare Advantage. And I found it interesting talking with you off the air a little bit. And you did something a little different and did a caregiver survey. And the reason I say this sticks out in my mind is because my mother succumbed to Alzheimer's dementia just a couple of years ago, and my father was the primary caregiver for her.
Yeah. It's a big topic for a lot of families. And, you know, our organization represents the entire kind of caregiving ecosystem. So, of course, beneficiaries, but the caregivers, the family members, the healthcare providers, the community leaders, that's kind of who we represent in terms of protecting and strengthening the Medicare Advantage program. There are over 34 million seniors and people with disabilities around the country who choose Medicare Advantage. In Alabama alone, there are 680,000 seniors who are on Medicare Advantage. That's 60% of your Medicare eligible seniors on the Medicare Advantage program. And for those, I'll just give you a quick overview for listeners who aren't aware. The appeal of Medicare Advantage is that it delivers comprehensive, high-quality, affordable care that goes beyond traditional Medicare. So it bundles benefits like dental coverage and vision coverage, hearing, in-home care. And importantly, unlike traditional Medicare, Medicare Advantage provides prescription drug coverage and a cap on out-of-pocket costs annually, which gives seniors financial peace of mind, especially during inflationary times. But to your point, we did for the first time, we did a survey of caregivers around the country. And it's often a spouse, but more likely it's a child or even a grandchild, as you mentioned, taking care of that aging family member. And so, we found a couple of interesting things. One is that, Medicare Advantage saves caregivers time and money. And so, if you're like me, I'm a member of what they call the sandwich generation. So, my wife and I have two young kids at home, but we also have aging parents and aging family members who need more care than they did even a few years ago. And so, I don't call it a burden, but it's another thing for us to manage. It's kind of help them with their appointments and with their prescriptions. And if they need in-home care, things like that, that we're tasked with helping out on. And so, there are a lot of people who fall into that category. We know that Medicare Advantage on average saves caregivers, 5 to 10 hours a month, and over $1,000 a year just because of the simplicity and the single point of contact and the integrated approach to the Medicare program that Medicare Advantage provides. And so, 87% of caregivers are aware of the benefits and the features of Medicare Advantage that their seniors that they support is enrolled in. And 82% are very satisfied with the coverage and the care provided. So, it's a really important program, to give peace of mind and help millions of families balance work and childcare and their caregiving responsibilities and expenses, again, in this high inflationary moment that we're still kind of fighting to get out of.
And, it's not just ongoing care, preventative care, as well as care coordination. I mean, all of it's on the table when it comes to stuff like this.
That's exactly right. Yeah. 69% of all caregivers and 76% of those with children believe that Medicare Advantage makes caregiving more manageable. And coordinated care is a big part of it. So managing appointments and reducing the time spent filling out forms and managing paperwork. On average, it saves 5 hours a month. And for those with kids, it saves, up to 10 hours a month. The annual cost savings on premiums, on copays, on out-of-pocket costs, or for a caregiver, you know, being able to work more and take less time off. All of those things add up. They add up in terms of time and money saved. And so, programs like Medicare Advantage are making a real world measurable difference for families who have a lot to manage.
Based on the survey overall, if you had to put a big fat bow on it and say what you guys learned from the survey, because I think it's great that you took the survey of the caregivers. I think a lot of times they may go to either the medical field to get a survey, which it could be a little different than probably what they would see from the people that deal with it on a day to day basis. As I said, seeing it from my father, I mean, he learned so much on his own just because he didn't have a lot of resources to adhere to. And my mother was in the medical field before she succumbed to the Alzheimer's and dementia. So, and he still had zero clue whatsoever. So based on the survey that you put out, I mean, what are some of the biggest things that you heard that came back and got put in front of you guys?
Yeah, I think we were surprised. One thing that stood out was how aware and how knowledgeable the caregivers were about the benefits that Medicare Advantage provides for their seniors, the seniors that they support. So, it's not only the caregivers, and this weaves into the political argument and why we're so focused on this, because, if you think about it, the numbers are pretty striking. If there are 34 million seniors around the country on Medicare Advantage, that's over half the Medicare eligible population, 34 million seniors on Medicare Advantage. Mm-hmm. If you deck even one caregiver against each of those 34, that doubles the number of people who are impacted by potential cuts or changes to the program. So there's upwards of 60, maybe 90 million Americans who are automatically kind of impacted by any proposed cuts or changes to Medicare Advantage. And so we are focused as a coalition on protecting and strengthening the program in Washington, and as I mentioned off air, this came up for the discussion and debate during the budget process in Washington over the summer, where Medicare Advantage was put on the table as something that may be cut to help with the federal budget problems, and our seniors and our coalition made their voices heard around the country, talking to members of Congress and reaching out through phone calls and emails and texts and showing up at town halls and doing local media, radio, TV interviews to share their stories about how any proposed cuts would affect them personally. And so we understand the desire to cut costs in the federal government, but we believe strongly it cannot be done on the backs of seniors or at the expense of the health care that they rely on. And so, using seniors' health care as a pay-for is bad policy, but it's really bad politics. Funding cuts would pass billions in costs onto seniors who are going to pay higher premiums and have higher deductibles and have higher out-of-pocket costs and have less access to the doctors and services that they need. So, again, that affects the seniors, but it also affects the caregivers and the family members that we polled in this survey.
Do they, speaking of political and politics and whether it be up on the Hill or even it be, at the local state level, regardless of what state they're in, these politicians aware of this kind of, because this is the kind of stuff that's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I mean, I go back to my personal experience with my father, but he was stuck in a house, and it's not like he had a way to touch base with even a local state, a senator or congressman or anything of that nature. And so I think it's, one of the, until they get loud, like it says on the survey that they were willing to do what they needed to do to take action to protect Medicare Advantage. So it's almost like when they kind of dismissed it, then all of a sudden they get a wake up call of, like you said, the 90 million people that go, wait just a second now. We need a hand here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And, seniors overwhelmingly say they want their benefits strengthened and not cut. And again, from what we saw during the budget process, seniors and caregivers standing up to oppose any proposed cuts, you can make the argument that Medicare is the new third rail of American politics. And it is an issue that carries weight. And if you think about it this way, seniors are a critical voting bloc. In 2024, I think the number is like 40 million seniors voted. That was the highest turnout of any age group. President Trump's own pollster, Tony Fabrizio, called them the deciders. They are the deciders of any given election. Our own polling from an earlier poll we did this year, 86% of beneficiaries on Medicare Advantage are less likely to vote for a member of Congress who supports funding cuts to the Medicare Advantage program. And so, yeah, you know, this is a coalition of people who are politically engaged, who are paying attention. And again, as we saw in our survey, there's a keen awareness to what the program means and the benefits provided. And so, you know, any proposed funding cuts is going to be met with really strong opposition, especially with an election coming up. And so, you know, we believe that protecting Medicare Advantage is not only a central policy, but it's central to any credible electoral strategy. And, you know, this was something, you know, President Trump campaigned on protecting and strengthening Medicare. And so, you know, our message to Congress is clear, is to pay attention to these seniors and these caregivers and families who depend on it.
Again, Medicare Advantage Majority talking with Darren Grubb on the WANI hotline. And let's talk, because we do this in the radio business all the time. We're talking demos all the time, demographics. And so who, if you had to name a not age-wise, but whether it be financially, you know, whether it's somebody that may not have a lot or somebody that, you know, may have at least upper middle class, they should be fine. But, I mean, is this affecting more middle class slash lower class of folks that are involved in this? Is this why there's a huge need as well?
Yeah, I'll say a couple things. I mean, you know, any proposed cuts to Medicare Advantage would have an outsized impact on rural communities, on veterans, people with chronic conditions, low-income seniors. You know, the average income of a beneficiary on Medicare Advantage is less than $25,000 a year, right? You know, there are huge rural populations that you know don't have access to urban centers where you know where they can get you know in-person care, and so Medicare Advantage is really important to those communities because it provides opportunities for telehealth or prescription drug delivery, in-home care, as I mentioned. And I mean, to your point, we believe that every American deserves access to affordable and high-quality health care, especially our seniors who have paid into the system their entire careers. You know, they've earned the right to age independently and gracefully and on their own terms. And knowing that they have the health care that they can rely on is a huge, huge part of that. And so, yeah, this program, Medicare Advantage, appeals to really a wide cross-section of people across, you know, income levels, across tax brackets because of the benefits it provides, especially when you know, people are managing multiple chronic conditions and those who need the lower premiums and a cap on out-of-pocket costs give us, you know, financial predictability.
You mentioned, of course, staying with the Washington theme here, I mean, it being, you know, pulled off the table and not cut this time around, but what can, you know, if you're talking to our listeners or you're giving a speech in front of the, you know, the Rotary Club or Kiwanis Club, I mean, what they could do, you know, as far as citizens are concerned to make a push? Do they need to talk to their senators and congressmen or moving forward or in the coming years, what are some of the things they can do to make sure this is protected and citizens are taken care of?
Yeah, that's exactly our mission. Our mission is to help educate and encourage seniors and caregivers and family members to, you know, about the program and the importance of the program and the benefits of the program, and to make sure that they have a voice with policymakers in any debate going forward. And as you know, the best way to do this is at the local level. All politics starts, you know, at the local level. And so I'd invite your listeners to go to our website, MedicareAdvantageMajority.org. To learn more about our organization, to learn more about the issue, to sign. We make it easy. You click a button and you can sign a letter to urge your own member of Congress to protect and strengthen Medicare Advantage. And so, yes, we're looking to rally people around the country who are, you know, impacted by this. And there's I hearken to say that there's not many people do not have a loved one or know someone who is, you know, dealing with getting older. Hey, Ben, we're all going to get older, right?
And yeah, no doubt.
We're focused on, you know, the short term, but also the long term. You know, the horizon seniors who are you know maybe 5-10 years away from being eligible or in the program. But you know, protecting and strengthening this program now will ensure that it is in a good place down the line as well. And that's what we're focused on.
Darren Grubb, spokesperson for the Medicare Advantage Majority. You can find out more by going on their website and checking that out as well. Darren, I greatly appreciate your time for taking the time out with us and giving a visit and hopefully educating the community around us as well as other communities that may log on and listen to this interview. Again, thank you, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate your time today, Ben.
You got it, Darren. Thank you, bud.
War Eagle.
Always great to hear another War Eagle on the other side of the WANI hotline. Again, Darren Grubb, Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.